What can you do this weekend that won't cost you anything? In fact, what can you do in London that don't cost nothing at all? Talk the Walk with John the Cabby, BBC 94.9. We live in the most beautiful city on the planet Earth, and let's go around and have a look at the joys that are there to be seen. Talk the Walk with John the Cabby, BBC 94.9. My name's Big George, and I talk to cab driver John Kennedy about the best walks in London. It's fascinating. Talk the Walk with John the Cabby, BBC 94.9. And here's a cast iron guarantee. It's walking through the streets of London, but without any sight of Ralph McTell. Oi!
Right, OK, every week we look at a particular walk around London, find out, you know, just the little intricacies of it. Sometimes it could be, you know, like a big long street. Other times it could be through a park. But today, John the Cabby, we're going around, we're just going around in circles, aren't we, today?
Well, a bit of a semicircle. We're going to be looking at, what's odd is this part of London we're going into now, SW1, we looked at it in detail, but we did admit Queen Victoria Memorial Gardens. We're going to go round the memorial. So we're going to go start from like Birdcage Walk, Spur Road, and I'm going to take a short walk we are around those beautiful gardens, see, look at the views, and look at three gates that a lot of people actually don't know exist in London. That's the Australia Gate, the Africa Gate, which is the first one is the West Africa, South Africa, well, it's on the columns, and then the Canada Gate.
And this is probably one of the most famous tourist parts of London, isn't it? You know, outside of Buckingham Palace.
And you'll see it on your telly. You'll see by the Canada Gate that view of, like, BBC television.
Mm-hmm.
People will see when they're doing that bit where they're actually parked up by Canada Gate and you get the lovely backdrop you do of Buckingham Palace and all the cabs going by. It's everything you want to think about London. And it shocked me, actually. I've done this walk tonight and I've shocked myself. And I'm embarrassed, actually. 42 years in London, I've actually seen things I haven't seen before in my life. This is quite odd, in a sense. But
right, so
that's the whole point, you know.
So tell us where we're starting off, then.
We'll start off on Birdcage Walk. We were there before, and we're going to be... But if you get an A to Z map, imagine you were walking up Birdcage Walk, your first right turn, and we're on Spur Road. So we're at a bit of a triangle. There's a triangle there is, of a green space, and we're on the... We'll walk up Spur Road, and we're going to come to the Australia Gate. Now, what I want you to do is look for the side of the gate. That's the left-hand side column. And what you'll notice is on the big column and this beautiful gilded gate is a boy with a kangaroo. All these gates, and I haven't noticed this, but I didn't notice the kangaroo before. And cause I was looking at it, I'm thinking, hang on a minute, it's a long tail. What am I seeing in the back of? And it did shock me. And it's a beautiful, wonderful stone gate. But on the pedestrianised part there, you can walk through, and again, you'll see a beautiful gilded gate, you will now. Black painting, painted in gold, just fantastic looking. Again, you've got your crown, you've got your lion upon there, but the column, on each of these columns that we'll look at, so we're on the left-hand side of Spur Road, it's a triangular piece, so the trick here with the walk is, get yourself a little A to Z map, or a tour map of this part of London, get to the bit, Spur Road, Birdcage Walk, keep to the left-hand side, and just admire this beautiful column, and, you know, it's, like I said, Australia Gate, Africa Gates, and then we've got Canada Gates. And then we'll look at the main gates then, the final one, which is the semicircle of Buckingham Palace, which is just, and I found something special there myself today. So, like I said, we're at the gate now, we're Australia Gate now. Walk back a little bit, admire it as a crossing. I want you to cross the road, go across Spur Road now, and what you'll do is you'll find we're looking into the bit of Spur Road now that looks at St James towards St James's Park. Now walk, turn left at the crossing, and again we're on the other side now of Canada Gate. And what you just have there is, on top of the column, is the boy again. Looks like a cherub, actually. You know that chubby little boy, the fat little legs, fat little calves.
Cherubs.
And he's standing there with a shield, and it looks like a crest. It is, I would have thought, of Australia, effectively.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Do these gates shut, John?
These don't, no, because this is open to traffic. That's what's interesting. You will notice Canada Gate is slightly different because it opens into Green Park, it does. But those other gates they're open to traffic, so it's slightly different. But
can they shut?
No. I mean, they can. Yeah, I mean, obviously they can close them off when they want. They put the plastic cones out, which seem to affect everything in London. I mean, they're more effective than gates sometimes.
Let's not talk the walk about plastic cones, though, John.
No.
Right, so we've crossed over that road.
Crossed over the road. We're on Spur Road, and then immediately to our right-hand side, if we go through the gate, mm-hmm. you can walk through an actual physical gate on the pavement now through the column. You walk through it, and we're going to turn right, we are, onto the Memorial Gardens. And what you'll notice now, you'll have a stone wall to your right-hand side, and to your left will be the gardens that we all notice, those beautiful flowers. And my God, have they done a fantastic job. It's crimson red flowers, it is. It's lavender mixed in with it. Some small like shaped conifers. Absolute fantastic. The lawn looks like a putting green. Just wonderful to look at. And you could, I mean, it's that good. You could put a golf ball out there. I mean, not that they'll allow you to. It is fenced off. But what the trick is here now is the bit to the part to the right. Look into St James's Park. And what you will notice is that view that we had before. Remember that talk when we were in St James's Park looking at the bridge? You're now looking back. And what you can see in the distance is the bridge. And you can just see the fountain. There's a gap between the flora, the trees, the weeping willows there. And then when you look down, it's a good 25 foot, 30 foot down into the basement of the park. So if you were in the park, there is a secluded part there. No one would ever see you, actually, if you were just sitting there wanting a picnic and you want to find a real cool, cold, calm place. And there's a small water feature then down at the bottom there. So that's quite amazing itself. So look at that picture there. But move along by the wall. And what we'll notice now, keep the flowers to your left. You'll notice the flagpoles. Wonderful, wonderful, big, tall, ceremonial flagpoles. 10 foot up, you'll notice three spears spike out, they do. And that's what we normally... I mean, why? I don't know what these little spears or lances, I'd say, they actually are.
Now, these flagpoles for specific flags, or do they change them around?
They change them around, depending on state visits. Right. You'll normally see a Union Jack up a certain time of the year, then you'll normally see a Union Jack plus the visiting dignitary. Could be anyone from any, you know, like we have. People have state banquets. If a state banquet on, the flags go up on these poles, they do, and it does look fantastic. But the trick here is, though, you're halfway along this wall. Now, imagine the Mall. If you look at that map there, the Mall is 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Get yourself to position now, 1 o'clock. And what you'll notice now, and this was a wonderful picture, you'll see the London Eye slightly to your left. And now we're looking into St James's Park, and you'll see St Stephen's Tower. Obviously, the clock face there, yeah. Big Ben with a bell. You'll see that just appearing out of nowhere. And then if you look and stand in that position, but turn your head immediately to your right, and what you'll see then is another tower, a stone brick tower, and it's of Westminster Cathedral. And it just pops out of nowhere. Now, I've never seen that view before myself.
I'm not
embarrassed to say it because...
No. Well, I've never walked around that bit.
We don't think of walking around these bits because it's stepped. It's a beautiful curved walkway. Mm-hmm. It is like. And what's odd is what you hear again, ducks quacking.
Yeah.
And because the traffic light's behind you, you get moments of no traffic noise. You don't hear the hum or the roar of the taxi cabs flying round. So it all goes silent for a moment, and then it doesn't. And then you'll hear people, I mean, just, you know, literally speaking around me. It's just absolute wonderful thing to see and hear. Now, turn yourself back round, continue to walk on this part of the curve, and you'll get to your crossing. Your next gate now is, this will be our West Africa. And again, upon the column.
Mm-hmm.
It's South Africa and West Africa gates, but the first column you'll come to now. So this is a crossing at the Mall. West Africa, you've got the cherub again, a boy, and he looks like he's with a lion. It's a lion it is, or a puma. Couldn't be too sure. I mean, it's quite high up, and it was about...
It's a big cat.
It's certainly a big cat. But it looked like
could probably eat this little boy if he fancied it.
It wasn't a lion, it was a lioness, because, I mean, it didn't have a mane. If it, right. Yeah, if it was a lion, it'd be easier to identify with. But he's up there representing West Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, again, you know, you don't actually notice this. I only got pointed out 3 or 4 weeks ago. Someone pointed out the gates actually out to me and said, look at the actual gates. Now, I've noticed the ones, obviously, on Constitution Hill, but I never noticed what the writing on these. And these are... They were just bestowed upon the memorial. A gift it was from these dominions.
Mm-hmm. You've
got to remember, we're talking about a time now of empire.
Yeah.
And we'll come to the big memorial in the middle, you know, near the end.
Okay.
So don't worry about that.
As a side issue, John, can you tell me about the lampposts that go up the Mall?
The Mall, well, what you'll notice is on the lampposts, again, you've got a nautical theme. Everything in this area has a nautical theme. Obviously, the lion doesn't, but they're gifts, remember, these gates. But what you'll notice upon the lamppost, obviously a lamp, and then above it, we have ships. Now, what some say, it's very hard to confirm this,
mm-hmm.
it is to do with ships of the fleet. And some say some that sunk and some that were victorious. But you need to get a nice big cherry picker and get up there and get a close look at these things.
See, what the arrow is explained to me once by another cab driver is every single ship is a different ship, and they're all the ships that were in Nelson's.
That makes sense. If you look at the actual ships, they are sailing ships. That would make complete and utter sense. Yeah,
and it's and so rather than it being like one guy cast for the whole lot, every single ship is different, and they're all individually rigged and masted. And as you go up there, they are all different. It's just a side issue.
Cause no.
It's these little things that you don't see, isn't it, John?
It's the attention to detail. Mm-hmm. And again, like I said, on these columns, you've got to look up, and that's the problem. You see, we're all look eye level. We do. We don't look up enough. You look on these columns. I mean, when you see the lamps, the lanterns upon these columns. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, just the gilding work alone. I mean, it's absolutely wonderful just to see. It's craftsmanship that we don't see much of it now. You know, if we were to make stuff like this now, it'd be done out of castings. It would be done out of moulds.
Yeah.
We're talking, this was done at the time, we're talking chisels, hammers. You know.
Absolute craftsmanship. Absolute craftsmanship.
And you can see how they've weathered. As well, you see how they've become smoother. You see how, you know, they're clean now, but you can see how the carbon that comes out of vehicles, how, you know, dirty places have got, and you just see the effects pollution have on parts of London. We see that. Just go to any big Portland stone or white stone building in London.
Yeah.
Look at St Paul's, and then look at let's say, for example, well, I was going to say Middlesex Guildhall, but they're smart and they're all up there. It's going to look fantastic when it's done in Parliament Square.
Because they've just done up St Paul's Cathedral.
Yeah.
It looks like a piece of ivory. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you can't believe how new it looks. Mm. But we're going to cross over now.
So we're crossing over the mouth here.
Use the crossing. You know, a lot of... I'll tell you what you do find in my job. A lot of people don't use the crossing. This is 30 mile an hour, and it's free-flowing traffic. So it is quite quick round there.
Yeah.
Surprising how quick 30 mile an hour is. And use the crossing, get across, and I couldn't believe what I'm going to come to next on the next column. It's the South Africa. It's the cherub, and he's with an ostrich. Now, I only used to think myself personally it was Rod Allen Emu. You know, I mean, you know, literally the only ever two I ever saw an ostrich. But he's a boy and he's with an ostrich. It's a long-necked bird, it is, honestly. And I couldn't believe this on the South Africa gate. I really couldn't. You know, I thought, wow, that's quite amazing. And again, like I said, I didn't notice this before. You know, because you, it's not something you can see from a cab. If I had a glass roof, probably, you could look up. But you just don't get to see the angle, by the time you get near it. So again, and the columns are identical. I mean, there's not too much different in them here. These big stone columns, you can't miss them. So we're now on the other side of the Mall. We're still on Queen Victoria's Memorial Gardens. So what you'll notice is the plant, it's an exact copy. It's symmetry here. Mm-hmm. It's Royal Parks at its best. It's horticultural at its best. Now, the flowers don't grow. They are put in overnight. I mean, what actually happens is you'll see nothing there. You'll just see the lawn. And then you would just see a mound of a bedding of earth and peat. Mm-hmm. And then literally, 8 hours later, it's all grown. It's fantastic. So this ain't Miracle Grow. This is Queen Elizabeth Grow. It's fantastic.
Well, she goes out there and does it herself.
I mean, it's obviously these plants have been nursed elsewhere. There's a nursery somewhere and they bring them in. And honestly, it is just beautiful to see. So to our right now, what is interesting here, we're going to walk up the steps now to the other part of the Memorial Gardens. Now, just look to your right-hand side. What you'll notice is a gravel drive, and just look at the line of bollards and lampposts. The line is perfect. I like straight lines. I like curves.
Yeah.
I like the symmetry of it. I mean, and there's a lamp out, actually a bulb out. So if anyone is listening from Crown Estate, the first bulb on the first lamp house is out. And I was concerned I was about that this evening.
What I'd like you to do, John, is when you leave this place, when you drive down there and have a look and see if it's still out. Because I got a feeling that they'll have changed it by now.
You never know. No, well, so have I. Because it's the attention to detail that matters. But what you have now, north of this part of the Memorial Gardens, I actually didn't realise. You see, it's funny, this job, how big Green Park actually is.
Mm.
It actually is surprisingly big. It's actually, you know, it's a fair old size, because if you can walk through, there's a bit there and you can walk right through and it'll take you through at Piccadilly.
Right.
So we're going to just walk now, again, a quarter of a circle, and then we're going to come to Canada Gate.
Right.
So that's the other part of a dominion. Because remember, this is the time of empire.
No, but Canada doesn't lead us in. That's not a road, is it? That leads us into Green Park, doesn't it?
It leads you into Green Park, and then they're shut. Now, these gates are spectacular. I mean, because one, they are physical gates. You know, you can imagine what would have been now if at the South Africa or the Australia gate. These are physical gates, and they are absolutely wonderful. Black gilding. And what you will notice is above the... So imagine you're looking dead at the centre of the two gates, and look up, and right at the top is a crown with a little lion on. And now, obviously, all the guild in the artwork is all to do with Canada, it is, and that dominion, that domain, it was. But what you'll notice is the crown, though, and the lion, if you were to open the gate, I think it keeps, I mean, it wouldn't split in two because it's dead in the middle. It stays on the left-hand side of the gate. And now, it was starting to get a bit dark now, but dusk was falling, and I just thought, I'm going to turn me back because the memorial is lit. And as I spun around a complete 180 degree, you've got a bang dead-on side profile of Queen Victoria sitting upon her memorial. And you could just see that nose, the silhouette. It was just like 9:20, darkness is, you know, it's not completely dark, it's that beautiful time, dusk it is, and you could see the silhouette, just looked like the stamp. You know when you see an old stamp of her? And it was there. Dang, it was just amazing sight. You know, you're only going to get that early in the morning, you only see that late-ish in the evening here. But it was that silhouette of her face, and you just thought, well, I better turn right round again. It was like, it was just that moment, just really odd. And then on the left-hand column of his gate, what we did notice was a seal, an actual seal representing Canada. We had the cherub again on the left-hand stone column, and then a seal. And then I carried on walking, and what was odd then, we had this column on its own, and it just said Newfoundland. And you know, Newfoundland, so it was just one column, not a gate, just one column standing on its own. And if you get to that part, what you'll find is you are back now. So you're back at a crossing, and that crossing will lead you across Constitution Hill and towards Buckingham Palace itself.
Right.
So have you got where I am there now?
Yeah, I know, yeah. No. Yeah. So you're now at the corner of Buckingham Palace, of the gates, aren't you?
Yeah, we've crossed, again, used the crossing. The crossings, actually, I've got to say this, the crossings are in a perfect position. And now after they changed the road network, you don't draw, because we used to, people forget, we used to drive around the memorial completely till about 10 years ago. They changed it. That used to be a complete roundabout. Then they decided to close the front off. And they've done... It is actually... One, it works fine as a traffic junction. Mm-hmm. But two, it's perfection if you want to walk around this particular walk. Very safe. As long as, mm-hmm. long as you use the crossings. And once you get across this crossing, you are safe now. You're back on a bit of... Well, tarmac. Royal tarmac. Nice and red, the tarmac here. Crown Estate. And we're at the gates now at Buckingham Palace. And you get the first entrance, which is what they use. The big blockers there, security blockers, armed police, guards in the background. Mm-hmm. But you'll notice again the wonderful tall fencing, gilded at the tops. What you'll also notice at that first entrance is, to your right is the unicorn.
Yep.
A horse, basically, with a big spike sticking out of his forehead. And then to your left, the lion. And he's sitting there with the old shield he is, like the royal standard, that crest that is like. And he has the crown then. That's upon its head.
Because that's the enduring image, isn't it? The lion and the unicorn. And I think that what that actually says is that, you know, we know that there are lions in this world, but there are no unicorns, because I think the lion probably ate all of the unicorns. But this was from a time before that they'd eaten them all. But this gate here, this is where the plumber would turn up, isn't it? If they needed a plumber or a window cleaner, it's in this gate. This isn't a ceremonial gate, is it?
Oh, no, the ceremonial gate's bang in the middle. You know, there are. We're going to come to those in a moment. I mean, they are. They are absolutely. I've got a small picture of it here for you, anyway. I mean, they're just beautiful. Two crests upon them, you know. And again, you'll see the lion, the unicorn, and then you'll see the crown. And, but I'll talk about that in detail. But this is the day to day gate that people use.
Yeah.
So even if like Her Majesty was going just out, you know,
to Tesco's or something. Yeah.
Well, wherever. Yeah. I mean, blocker comes down, you know, people keep an eye on what's about, roads just opened and then off they go. And she doesn't have a car, tax disc on her car, she's lucky.
She doesn't have to pay tax, does she?
No, doesn't have a tax disc on her motor car. And don't pay congestion charge. And doesn't need a passport. She's on a Renault.
Well, anyway, if she doesn't need a passport, how does she get into America?
She showed him a £50 note, that's what I heard. Yes. Me on the back, isn't it? Look. On the front, sorry, on the front.
Yeah, on the front, yeah.
Sorry, no, me on the back.
Is it you Christopher wouldn't have got on the back?
If I said that, yeah, actually, that's a good point. Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't definitely wouldn't have got in.
Yeah.
No, but it's a lovely walk, this is. A simple walk.
Mm-hmm.
It took about... Actually, I thought it was going to take about half an hour. It's a good hour to take this in, and it's free. And what's beautiful about this now, as you come to the main gates of Buckingham Palace, as you walk along... And it's now 9:24 this evening, dusk is falling, and I can hear the guards, I can see the guards. I'm looking through the bars now, I'm doing what I haven't done since I was a child, looking through the bars at Buckingham Palace, and I can see the guardsmen with their bearskins, and I can hear him marching, and this is the beauty of it, I can hear him marching, and those boots glistening in the dust there, because they're so shiny, and then I can see one of his colleagues then, like, and he's literally doing the drill with his SA-80 Mark II rifle. because they don't bounce them anymore because the rifle's not long enough off the grill. But you can hear him when he slaps it into one hand and whatever, and then back onto his shoulder. And then it's his turn then to take 20 or 30 paces along the front of the palace. Just out of this world, just hearing that.
How many soldiers there?
I saw a couple just through the gate, because you're seeing literally Buckingham Palace itself now through the main gate. Mm-hmm. And what I did talk about now was on the front of the main gate there is a crest. Now, what's interesting about the crest is in the middle, like I said to George, is what you see on the flag when the Queen's in, the Royal Standards in the middle. Yeah, and to the left-hand side is the lion, again, the rampant lion of England, you know, and he's there like with his crown on his head. And then to the right was the unicorn. Now, what was interesting is the crown of the is around the unicorn's neck, and it's chained. There's a chain from the crown to it. Honestly, I couldn't believe it. I thought, that's a bit odd, isn't it? Maybe because it's a mystical, mythical creature.
Yeah.
You know, but it's actually chained, it looks like, to the standard. You need to be up close to this. This is why it's worth on this walk going. Mm-hmm. And guess what's at the bottom then of this crest? I could not believe this now. St. George is slaying the dragon.
At the bottom of the crest?
At the bottom of the crest, you'll see a little, because it's gilded. All of a sudden, when you walk up close to it, you notice it. There's St. George, and he's actually spearing the dragon. He's got his lance, and he's taking the dragon out of his. And it's that, you'll notice, I'll tell you what, if you're up in St. John's, whatever, Park Road, you've got Prince Albert Road, and then you've got Wellington Road, Lord's on the corner, St. John's Wood Road, look in the middle, it's that. It's actually St. George slaying the dragon. Honestly, it was. I thought, hang on, I've learnt something here. You know, again, you know about the lion, the unicorn, and then here's the best bit. Above the actual royal standard, that crest in the middle, is a crown and a wonderful little dandelion. Beautiful little gilded lion.
It's a golden lion, isn't it?
Golden lion with his curly tail, which is just wavy. It's not too curly, and he's still wearing his little crown on his head. You know, but I've actually...
And also the lion's got a crown in his... They've all got a crown, haven't they?
Yeah, except the unicorn around his neck. And I just felt sorry. But, you know, again, it's just something that you notice, that little bit of detail.
Mm-hmm.
That you may
and are all notice. And are all of these crests the same? Are they all? They're all exactly the same.
Both of them are identical. Right. They are both identical on each gate, and these are the main gates to the palace. The actual where Her Majesty would go through on a big, big day.
Mm-hmm.
That's where she would go through. So anyway, walk along a bit. Notice the other columns. You'll notice some lions on the columns. You'll notice some ornate carvings upon the columns. It's just standard for the time. But again, look to your left now. And again, you see the back of the memorial, Queen Victoria's Memorial, lit up, gilded, just looking beautiful. You can't see Queen Victoria, but my God, do you notice the memorial? It is, honestly, on foot, in front of Buckingham Palace, looking to your left, it's just out of this world, lit up, just standing there like a beacon it is. And it's a beacon in a sense, and it's built in her honour. I mean, just wonderful. And a bit about the memorial. We have spoken about it before, but let's go over it again. It was a sculptor, Thomas Brock. 1911, so it was constructed by the architect Sir Aston Webb. 2,300 tons of white marble. It's a Grade 1 listed building. Last statue of Queen Victoria. She faces down the mall towards Admiralty Arch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's got that very stern-looking, mode, pose, whatever.
She didn't look like she knew a lot of jokes, did she?
No, not at all. No. I mean, very, very serious, I think, Mark, in the end. You know,
because most of the statues of Victoria is after he died, after Albert died, aren't they?
Yeah, so she's in black a lot. Yeah. She is, and you know, we've already talked about how she loved the man.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see by just what he left in Kensington and other parts of London. So, you know, and that is that pose. And she's got, if I remember rightly, she does sit there with the orb and a sceptre, isn't it, in her hands. But this is a wonderful, again, a nautical thing. You'll see mermaids, mermen. Just worth a walk round. I mean, and even on a hot day, you've got to remember, Stone stays cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you sit down, you will cool down, especially in the evening. You know, very hard to. It's good insulated, see, stone. We don't build enough buildings out of it.
Oh, no, they build buildings out of paper these days, John.
Out of glass.
So how long would you. If you was doing this walk and taking it all in, how long would you take? Half hour,
40 minutes, if you really want to take it in. I mean, it's just a simple walk looking at something that you wouldn't normally notice. Mm-hmm.
And how would you know whether the Queen's in or not?
Well, when you look at Buckingham Palace, now tonight we knew she wasn't in because the Union Jack was flying.
Right.
And that happened after Diana's death. A lot of people were complaining that the Royal Standard, now you, like I said, on that crest, you'll notice on the gates, if you look at the Royal Standard, it's not the Jack, the Union Jack, when that's flying, the monarch's in,
mm-hmm.
when that's the Union Jack's up, it means she's out. Because right. the Royal Standard represents the monarch, and wherever she goes, you'll see it on the front of her cars, not so much carriages, but there'll probably be a small crest somewhere. But it'll be on the side, it would be even. But you'll notice wherever she goes, that's where the Royal Standard flies. And some other bits, there are, you know, you can visit the state openings, but remember, Talk the Walk is about being free. So, you know, this is going to cost you nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Bring your own water, bring your own sandwiches. You've got Green Park, you've got St James's Park, you've got a beautiful walk up Constitution if you want it, you've got a fantastic walk down the Mall if you want.
As a matter of interest, from Canada Gate, can you get into Green Park? Because you said these gates are closed, but can we still get through into Green Park at that point?
You can actually walk around the other side of the Memorial Gardens and get into the actual park itself. Yeah, it's not a problem, it's not an issue. And you can, on Constitution Hill, you can get in around the side of the gates. There isn't a big fence there. It's actually, you know, you've got these,
so
big
you've got
gates.
Massive gates, and you just walk around them.
Yeah, you walk around them, you know, which is, that's one of the idiosyncrasies of London, isn't it? Yeah. That's what makes London, like, crazy, makes it mad. But this is the bit the media use. This bit in front of Cannon the Gate, for example, because it is a bit of open space, the police use also. It's just there. I mean, what happens to people is they walk into that bit, and they end up walking up the road, a lot of tourists do. They don't do it meaningfully, you know, they just do it. It goes a bit light, the traffic does, and all of a sudden, then, wallop, the lights go green, and then there's loads of humming cabs everywhere, you know, and private cars. Because it's a funny road. It's only really busy in the rush hours. Other than that, it's very low traffic because it's only open to private cars and taxi cabs and permission. You know, you can't take buses down there, and that's why it's a wonderful road. That's why it works, I would say.
Get the buses off the road. Yeah. Is that what you're saying, John?
No, we need some of them. We do. I mean, just not as many, you know. But there's some other interesting facts about the actual area. I'll tell you what I did notice. I mean, Birdcage Walk, Guards Museum's open.
Yeah.
But again, you know, Talk the Walk's about being free. Kids are free. Adults do pay. Open daily, 10 till 4 p.m. Last admission's 3:30. So that's if you want to see the Guards Museum, learn a lot more history and about the ceremony. What was really interesting is, if you're looking for work, there are apprenticeships going at Royal Park Scheme.
To be working in the park?
Horticulturalist, yeah. I mean, we're talking a 3-year programme here, MVQ levels 2 and 3 in amenity horticulture. Now, if you like outdoor work, you've got to remember now, it's in all weathers.
Yeah.
There's no risk that, oh, it's raining, I won't be working. I don't think that happens in the Royal Park.
No.
But I'll tell you what I've seen so far, the Royal Parks, these are experts. And if you can get an apprenticeship with these people, I'll tell you what, you've got a chance in life to go anywhere on this
in the world.
Anywhere on this globe, and use your green fingers. And if you really do like working, and all the people I've met from the Royal Parks are well-mannered, helpful and knowledgeable, beyond belief, absolutely beyond belief. Now, if you really want to make a day of this walk, get down there for 11 o'clock and you'll see changing in the guard. Or be even greedier and get down there for 10:15 and you'll watch the Queen's Lifeguards. The Blues and Royals, or is the lifeguards themselves?
So this is every morning?
This is every morning, and on a Sunday, the lifeguards, it's 10 o'clock it is, but every day it is, literally, and that's free. So you'll see them literally coming down Constitution Hill, down the Mall, off on the Horse Guards Parade, which is off Horse Guards itself, and then they come back up, they do. And then you get changing in the guard then at a bang on 11:30, and you see the crowds all round by the gardens, actually, because it's all fenced off. You know, they don't like people running into the road there. I mean, it's bollarded with railings, it is. So it's all fenced off, you get a good view, good position, and you get to hear some wonderful concert band music, and it costs you absolutely nothing.
It's one of the best bands in the world, that lot.
Superb they are.
You know, do you know what they end up doing when they finish with that? They end up joining big jazz bands and stuff.
Yeah, well, they are just any military band. I mean, the concert band. I mean, we talked about them before, haven't we? You know, when they're out on Horse Guards Parade. I mean, I played in the concert band, but how you play in a concert band and then march to time and do what they do, I don't know. And then at the same time, think when things really do get tough, that you end up thrown in the middle of nowhere, still doing the job of a soldier or you know, working in the medical side of things, you know, stretcher band, whatever. It's phenomenal, it is, and our military bands are second to, well, they are second to no one.
Yeah.
Just like the soldiers themselves.
I tell you what, I was doing a session once. It was at Abbey Road, and it was a big session. It was a load of old rubbish. And the conductor, he was chatting, nice enough, lovely conductor. And he was talking a bit. And then he said, all right, so brass section, would you all mind standing up? Who's in the military and telling us what particular regiment you was in? And most of them stood up.
Yeah.
And they were all saying, yeah, Queens of Royals, you know, Blues and Greys and all this. And it was lovely, man. It was absolutely lovely. They all stood up. The very best players.
Well, the ones I always used to be impressed with, I mean, part more to do with the uniform was the old the Royal Marines band, isn't it? Because the old pith hat, isn't it, with the old brass knob on the top. Yeah. And the uniform's very smart, isn't it? Obviously part of the Navy, but their band is, again, you know, because they used to be on the Royal Yacht Britannia, didn't they? They used to travel with Her Majesty, didn't they? You know? Must be lovely. Take your own band with you, even.
Yeah, and do you know what? They don't have to play military stuff. I bet when they're on the boat and they're out to sea, they're playing some jive music or a bit of easy jazz.
No, I can...
Any mix he wants.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, your mates. What do you think she dances to?
I don't know, actually. So I think,
do you think she's ever done the Birdie song?
Oh, no.
No, I don't know. Well, you never can tell, John. Right, what are we doing next week?
Next week, we actually are going into deepest, darkest southeast London. I mean, we're in Barnes last week. We have made it back to the centre, and I'll be heading off to... And I might have to get on a boat for this one. We're going to be looking at the Thames Barrier.
Oh,
save central London.
Oh,
Thames Barrier. And there's some wonderful bits to learn. There's just hope you're on the right side of the barrier.
Until
they build the next one. No, but no, if you're on the wrong people...
Do you know what worries me? Is that there's no plans to build the next one.
There will be.
Yeah, there will be, but they ought to have it now, really.
Cost effective it'll be.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it costs. I mean, the cost of flooding is far dearer.
Yeah.
That's what makes it cost effective.
It certainly does,
John. If it costs $20 billion, it doesn't matter. Go for it. It's peanuts compared to hundreds of billions, trillions or whatever.
Yeah, they'd never recover. John, thank you very much indeed. Right, okay, are you ready though, John? Because you know that by you singing, we'll probably achieve... Well,